Hi, this is Gary Wilson.
To change it to something, and I sit thinking how you touch me, yeah.
That's a bad life that you're living.
Yo.
I hope Soraya's listening.
Me too. But I know she is.
Literally, welcome to our show. That was Bad Life.
Bad Life.
By Omar Apollo and Caliuchis.
You know what I said the other day?
What?
I was like, oh, Soraya, you know Omara Apollo? She was like, you mean Omar Apollo? I was like, you're right. Is it Apollo or Apollo?
Are you kidding?
I
is
feel
this
like
a joke?
No, I think like it's not.
Okay, no, because apoyo in Spanish means like pride, but also like when I'm looking at that, like I know that he's like Hispanic and whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, so Marpalo.
Marpalo.
Also, shout out to literally the best listener out there who might be listening or who might listen. To
is that
our
Peter?
No, I was gonna say Soraya.
Oh, Soraya.
Oh my god.
No, Avi.
Well,
this is her first time tuning in.
This is her first time tuning in. Like, welcome to the party. We have a lot of shoot. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
This is Yael and
this is Nick.
And
this no this is actually
DJ Nikki Jail.
And you are listening
to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Never in my life. Never in my life will I do that without just like stumbling over my words.
Yeah.
But
it's 2:08 and 43 seconds.
It's literally in the world. Nick.
Love all of our listeners.
Literally.
Guys, did you know that we can actually see how many people listeners are listening right now? And who is listening?
You can't see who's listening.
No, I know. I'm just
imagine.
I'm just effing around with the people who are listening.
Oh, you're such imagine a hoot. You're literally such a hoot, Nick. You're so silly.
Actually, I would tell everyone how many people are listening right now, but I actually just don't know because I'm failing.
He's literally, he's...
How do I...
91.5. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Surge.
I think. Surge?
You'd think that would come up.
No. Actually, I know what you did wrong.
Yeah.
No. Clear it.
Okay.
Type in 91.5 again.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the one that says Tufts Free From Radio.
Yeah.
And then click the blue button. Yeah, or that.
Okay.
Literally hilarious. Never mind.
Okay. Next time we come on air, we'll tell you how many people are listening.
Oh my God. Someone's calling.
Oh my God. Okay, wait.
Oh my God.
I actually low-key don't know how to answer
I'm the phone. Literally sweating. I'm literally sweating.
Wait, do you know how to answer the phone?
Oh my God.
Okay,
wait.
It's one. And then. Oh my God. Hello? No, you literally... It didn't work. Okay, ready?
I'm literally screaming. Wait, caller. Literally call in again.
Wait, yeah, you are. Wait, you're on air.
No. She's not on air yet.
Oh, wait, no, you're not on air. Wait, sorry.
So now you have to... Okay. Now you have to... Okay.
You're actually not on air yet. but I will put you on air. Here's the rules are no swearing, no talking about drugs and alcohol, and you can be on air. Okay. Now you're on air. Okay, guys,
Hi.
We have
Oh my god. We have a guest. We literally have a guest.
Sorry. Hi. We didn't know how to answer the phone for a minute.
Okay, this is Soraya, aka the best listener.
wow.
DJ Nikki J's radio show.
First of all, it's DJ Nikki Jail. Please put some respect on my name.
Jail. Wait, can you explain the story behind that? I missed the first show.
The origin story behind DJ Nikki Jail. Well,
yeah.
I feel like, you know how everyone, like, for like... Like Snapchat or like Game Center or like, you know, like
Game Center. You went immediately to Game Center.
No, you know how like everyone had like a username. Like,
what was
your Soraya? I bet it was something weird.
It actually was. I think it was like Wild Kid 9.
Yeah.
Oh, mine was Gotta Love Cupcakes 900.
Well, mine was DJ Nikki J.
Oh.
So full circle that I'm sitting here.
And as so we just added my name to it.
So we just added Yael's name to that.
We were literally panicking trying to figure out what to name this, our DJ name.
I love it so much. Did you guys just choose the cover photo too? Like that guy sitting there with
no.
the iPhone?
No.
We didn't.
Got it.
We're actually not radio professionals.
Oh, okay. I was just like, that was a choice on like your part.
Literally, Soraya, are you comfy in your home right now?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm laying in my bed right now listening to the best radio show
in all of
America.
Soraya, give me a rundown of what's in your room right now. What noises can you hear?
You're going straight to noise? She's listening to a radio show.
I will give you a POV. POV, you're in Soraya's room. A lot of warm colors, wilting plants, crystals that once served a purpose in my life. And I don't know. like a light bulb that doesn't have a cover over it, so it's just like my light bulb with like foil. Guys, it's kind of weird the house I live in.
Is it like an Edison bulb or is it like straight up like fluorescent?
No, like straight up fluorescent.
That's
no, straight up like it's an Edison bulb. Why'd you say Edison?
Because that isn't that what they're
that's
called?
That's a type of bulb, no?
It's an Edison bulb.
Wait, that's what they're called?
Yeah, like the fancy ones.
The ones that look old timey
and like have an orange glow.
Okay, wait. I just got an idea. Can we all do our rosebud thorn for today?
Yeah. I'm so happy I called in. Radio show in all of America.
Literally all of America.
DJ Nikki Jail.
No, for sure. Does anybody want to start?
Yeah, you start.
I start? Okay. Yeah. My rose today was... Oh my God, what did I do today? I'm like literally not having a single thought. My rose today was that I felt productive for the first time in a very long time, and I read through a lot of lectures, and I also managed to see a bunch of friends today, randomly, which was really nice.
That's cute.
That's a bouquet of roses. I love that.
Yeah, right? That's pretty good. And, like, you know what? I had a pretty average day, so, like, that's pretty good.
Who do you see today?
Well, I saw Soraya at the end of the day, which is a little cherry on top.
In my room?
In your room. Yeah. Literally in your room. I saw Jill. Shout out Jill.
Shout out to Jill.
I saw Lucy, but that doesn't count because I live with her. I saw Kiara. Kiara and I were talking smack in the campus center in public today for maybe an hour. Like, literally such smack.
And I know you're... I did this too. I just like full name, last name.
Oh yeah, first name, last name in public.
In public, while people are usually while people are
like,
around,
literally that unabashedly loudly.
That is so primitive. That is so primitive and insane. That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I had class. I saw Liv and Emma. Shout out them. And got lunch with Tuna, which was obviously a party. And by got lunch, I mean I ran into him at the sink, and then I was like, I'm getting my chicken salad sandwich from PAX. Come sit with me.
Not the chicken salad
like, sandwich. God, you do not understand that, like, if I don't eat a chicken salad sandwich at exactly noon, I lose my mind. I have Jumbo Cash.
And you spend that Jumbo Cash on the chicken salad sandwich.
It is what I want after my 10:30 Mondays and Wednesdays. No, Kiara can vouch for this every single day.
No, I always see you with it. I do.
And like, I've never had such a craving for chicken salad. I didn't even think I liked it. And then for some reason this semester, I know there's going to hit a point where like I can never eat chicken salad again. Mm-hmm. But like, I am riding this wave for as long as it goes. Why and then my...
This is crazy. I transported, but I really wasn't in my room. I was, like, looking around and seeing your faces while you're telling this.
Whoa, that's crazy. my bud, because I'm only on my bud.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is obviously this weekend. Lit crazy movie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
imagine... I hope everyone tunes in for our commentary and not the music we play. Because I feel like the first episode, it was like mostly music.
And now we have a lot of things on our mind.
Now we have a lot to say.
Yeah.
So I hope people like that.
They literally have no choice. They have not a single choice. I am going to Vermont with Nick and Soraya this weekend. And it's going to be, as unhinged. The cool kids say, lit. Perhaps.
Don't, you did not just say that.
I should say that on air. not Nick still trying to look up how many people are listening.
If we have over 13 listeners right now,
Wait, are you serious?
No, I don't. He literally
just made that up. But the first time we did this show, we had 20. No, we had 21, first 20, of all.
21.
He was literally lying. Yeah, people were tuning in. And, like, I hope that people are, like, really loyal listeners of the show.
And then it only went downhill from there.
It actually did only go downhill from there. They were like, oh, my God, these guys.
Blame it on daylight savings, you know?
That's so true.
Oh, my God. Ready? 15 listeners.
15 listeners, guys.
Well, okay, here's the thing. It says 15 freeform radio mobile stream, 4 high quality, and 1 MP3 stream. So do you think we add them up?
I literally don't believe that. I don't think
we
so.
Could have 20 listeners.
We could have 20 listeners, or we could have 15.
Yeah.
We don't know.
You choose.
It's like a pick your own adventure.
Anyway, Soraya, what's your bud? Wait, did you get to your thorn?
No, but my thorn was just that I didn't get to take a nap earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. I only had my nap before the show.
Yeah.
And I needed a nap earlier. Yeah.
I love that.
Soraya, do you want to go next?
Heck yeah. Also, do you guys ever like double dog, like dare people to call in?
No.
First of all, we have asked many people to call in. People have given us empty promises to call in. You are the first person to actually follow through. So kudos to you.
Oh my God. I'm going to call in literally as much as I can because I like attention.
Wait, Soraya, how about an even better offer?
Oh,
how
my
about
God.
You just be a guest?
You should literally be a guest.
Mike 2 is screaming your name right now.
Mike 2 is literally screaming your name in the studio.
Soraya,
it's Mike 2.
I'm there. I'm literally there. Next week?
Like, guys, literally get excited for our guest next week. Like, I'm so pumped.
You can hear me differently, not over the phone. Wait, okay, let me do my rosebud thorn.
Yeah, do it.
And
we'll
let you go to bed.
Rose, I had a really dope office hours. Shout out to office hours. Shout out to professors.
Hey, what class?
Developmental biology. I know
that
like,
sounds heinous.
Because all I talk about is that class.
Yeah.
But cool professor. Cool professor. Shout out to that professor. Bud, this. Okay, Bud, actually, besides this weekend, which I'm looking forward to so insanely because I've never been to Vermont.
Whoa, that's so exciting. It's pretty cool
there. So excited. I'm also looking forward to just finishing these exams that have been stressing me out. Thorn, I'm just a little tie-tie. Not meaning I'm going to hang up this call, just like tie-tie in general. Like, you know what you're saying? Like,
yeah. No, I literally am existing like that right now.
Yes, that's my rosebud thorn. Thank you for giving me space.
Yeah, of course. It was a lot like more concise than mine. I went on a few tangents.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick.
All right. Well, I'll try to keep it for a hot minute. I don't know, guys. I had a weird day, but it was like fine.
He had a day that he's not going to outline on air in depth. He can allude to it.
My rose was, honestly this, I feel like, and I had to use Soraya right before this, guys, and it was really cute and fun.
Aww.
I was really relaxed. That was really sweet.
Literally.
That was my rose. And this.
Literally.
End of the night.
Illy,
is my
Illy
rose.
Or Billy.
My bud is... no, it's Vermont. Yeah, that's fine. And I know, God, I literally cannot wait for my exams to be over. I'm so tired. And my thorn of the day was honestly just everything that happened before this at like 12 p.m. I was like
redacted.
Anyway, super fun. No, that's not true. I had like some good parts of my day. I feel like I'm being mean.
You were studying for physical chemistry.
I was just like studying for physical
chemistry.
Shout out
to your physical chemistry group.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Got dinner.
Collaboration.
Yeah. What did I have for dinner? Oh, I had like the best avocado ever. It was like perfectly ripe. It was insane.
I love a good avocado. That's
where'd you get it from?
Be Fresh. This is a plug for Be Fresh. Did I pay for it? Maybe. Who knows? What?
That'd be fun if you guys were sponsored by BeFresh.
Yeah. Is Are we even allowed to say BeFresh on air? Is that like, you know, I'm learning about Citizens United. Is this like campaign finance laws? Like,
like, I don't know.
I have regulations on the mind, on the brain. Electioneering?
Anybody? What's that song on the mind? Love on the Brain.
Love on the Brain by Rihanna.
We should play that.
We should play that. But after the song that I have played, which is, oh my God, you know what I learned? I've been saying a different artist's name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Soraya, were you here for the Omar Apollo discussion? You weren't here yet.
Oh, heck yeah, I was.
Oh, you were. You were listening. Like, yeah. is it Omar
Apollo?
Apollo?
That's what me and
Because, my you know what? You know what? Called. I actually don't think it is because Apollo is spelled with a Y in Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Apoyo?
Yeah, like help.
You know what? Can I call back in after I watch a quick interview and I'll give you the verdict and you guys play a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play, I'm going to play Concrete by Orion Sun, which I thought was Orion Sun, which is my
funny,
bad.
Funny story about Orion and all that stuff. My lab PA over the summer was Dr. Oriens was his name.
Colin
Oriens.
We're first name last name on the air. We're literally first name last name on the air.
Literally a faculty member. But
oh my God.
But I would always email him and like call him like Dr. Oriens. Like and then one day like he emailed me after like the 10th time I've been emailing him and he was like, "Can you please stop referring to me as like a celestial like object?" I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought your last name is Orion."
Because
that's a constellation, apparently. Anyway.
Yeah.
Concrete by Orion Sun.
Orion Sun.
Orion Sun.
Not Orion.
Orion Sun.
That's what I thought it was.
Anyway, sorry, I love you.
Literally, Illy times Billy. We're going to play a few tunes. But we'll be back.
We'll be back. I'm like, couple minutes or so.
I'm so happy I could be on air to the best radio show in all of America, DJ Nikki Jail.
Like, literally love you. Okay,
love you.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Ciao.
Peace out.
My sheep, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, babe.
She's a sexy little mama, just like her daddy taught her. She don't seem the same since she working on the corner. Hope she don't. No shade, what you gonna see? Please, I know that you're proud of me. Sprouting from the underground through the concrete. Baby, go slow when you're riding me. Take your time with me. Making honey drip now like a bumblebee. Fuck me like she proud of me. It's all I can see, means so much.
heart is a chase. I feel my mind all over the place. Feels excessive, but I know I've got to touch your face. And I'm running faster than I have run before. More than anybody's ever wanted from me. And you think that you got me. So
My blunt, ignoring all these niggas, cause my energy is priceless.
I've been living on an island too.
Told my jeweler ISIS, I'm way too decisive. Don't catch that ego-itis. When I'm up in London, everybody say your highness. Not because I'm royal, but because I be the highest. Sipping champagne, bitch, I do my damn thing. Bone for this like Matt Dane, red whip look like Chastain.
People be so phony, that's why I be on my lonely.
I've been living on an island too.
Oh, your credit card, swipe it all for me. Give me what I want, I don't need to just see me, just VV me, just that dick when I call. No more feelings involved, I done seen all I need to. Funny how you say you bought us, you don't ever pull up on me, put it on me, give me right. You the one that won us, can't give no, can't give no.
Fuck, get drunk, take drugs, fuck up. All I wanna do is fuck, get drunk, hop planes. All I see would be no love, then you, it would be no love, then you. Tryna find out you wasn't even worth my time. Try to act like I wasn't good enough in your eyes. Funny now that you calling, that you ringing my line. What the hell is you ringing my line? Oh, why? Tell me what's changed. Is it my status? Is it my fame? Is it my pockets? Is it my change? Is it my ride? Is it my body? Back then, no show, no club was your motto. Only hit me after the club and you off that bottle. Guess it's so good you thought you were the light on. But if I had you back, all I wanna do is fuck, get drunk, take drugs, fuck love. All I wanna do is fuck, get drunk, hop planes. All I see would be no love, then you. Tryna find out you wasn't even worth my time. Try to act like I wasn't good enough in your eyes. Funny now that you calling, that you ringing my line. Why the hell is you ringing my line?
Yo,
we're back.
I don't think my mic's on.
Oh, wait, no, I hear you.
Really?
Wait, low key. It's on. You mic three?
Yeah.
Wait. Hello. I think you're on. Talk to me.
Hello?
Yeah, I feel like I can hear you. I'll tap your mic. Like, yeah, I hear it.
Hello? Oh, there we go. Yeah. These are certainly not plugged in.
Sorry.
Without a doubt.
About that.
LOL. Silly, silly joke. So we just played a bunch of songs and they were all literal bangers.
Do you want to hear what they were?
I do, personally.
Yeah, you say your songs and I'll say my songs.
I literally don't remember the order they were in. Wait, let me just rotate.
These were yours.
Okay. So we started off strong with Concrete by Orion Sun. After some time.
That was great. And it was so great that I added it to my like songs.
Wow.
On Spotify. So.
And then after that was Got Me by Maya Jane Coles, feat. Julia Stone. And this song I power walk to. Makes me feel a little unhinged or like I'm in like a European club.
Mm.
Not that I have been in a European club, but it's like what I would imagine that would be like.
The next song we played was American Beauty because I also listen to this on my walk, and I'm like, I'm an American beauty.
You are. You literally are.
It's by Ombre.
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 And then we had Charmander by Aminé, which is like my current bop.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
It's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
It's like a quirky moment.
And then there was no love. There's literally no love.
No
love. by SZA and Summer Walker.
Literally so true. Everybody's been talking about this album.
You should listen to it.
I know I should. I just like...
It's good if you were like went through a breakup. If you want to feel like...
Can you please get that negative energy away from me?
No, like, I know you're not. There's literally
rank energy in the air.
There is. We don't talk enough about it.
We've discussed this before. Not Nick literally squeaking around in that chair. Like, being so squeaky. It's...
Summer Walker was over it, but now she's still over it in her second album. It's funny.
It's funny.
You know, it's a really weird one that I've been listening to unironically on her on this album. I'm not gonna we don't need to play it, but like, it's called I think it's Kiara or Ciara's Prayer, and it's just like a little like prayer. I'm like, yeah,
that's like the Donda chant on Donda. Donda, 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 Donda.
Yeah.
So, you know how they say love is in the air? That's not what's in the air.
Actually, recently, episode of Love,
maybe just like a putrid stench.
Yeah, I don't even know what my oh my god my voice is going.
Like
oh my god my voice is going.
Oh my god.
but I, yeah, there's something in the air.
There is,
and it's not. It's anti love.
It's stinky. It's literally stinky.
Yeah, it's rancid.
Like people breaking up left and right, conflict. It's like Mercury is out of retrograde.
All I'm trying to do is love, you know, so like just true. let me love.
Let me love you.
let me love you. Mm. but well, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you'll find love in Vermont.
Like when, I literally when won't.
Least expect it. It would actually be. That would be the least that you would expect it.
If I find love in Vermont on this 3-day weekend, I don't know. I don't even know.
Like, I think you would like have to do something crazy.
I have to like.
You like shave your head.
Yeah. Imagine if I shaved my head.
Like,
what would you do?
I would laugh. I personally would laugh.
I would just be ugly.
You would be so silly looking.
I'd be like a little man.
You would look like you were 13 again.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I've tried it. Guys,
I know.
For context,
I've seen this man.
Buzzed my hair.
I've seen this man.
Beginning of sophomore year. And it wasn't it wasn't a buzz, but like it was like, basically a buzz.
It wasn't that bad, let me just say.
It was. And my friends were cute for saying that it wasn't.
It wasn't, like I've seen uglier.
Of versions of me?
No. like, you buzzed is still cuter than most people.
Well, that's a nice... Thank you. That's a nice...
Large smash.
And in turn, I'm going to compliment Yael on air now. Ready? Get ready.
It feels kind of...
Yael is beautiful, radiant, and... If we have to go into the
specifics,
Yael has great hair, perfectly like a little waved in the bottom, natural highlights.
Wow, do you think people are gonna stop me on the street now that you've described my hair so accurately?
They are gonna stop you, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, I have a boyfriend. I'm taken."
In this hypothetical scenario,
where people stop me,
based on your description, which was
beautiful, radiant, good hair. if someone told me I was beautiful and radiant and had good hair,
it does go straight to my head. It does.
That's all I need for the day. Really.
Me and Kiara were talking about how we need to have a vain person safe space.
Oh, did you know that?
I know. I recently heard about this space. And I am so offended that I haven't been included in it.
normalize being vain. Just kidding. Don't. Let's not permeate that in society.
First of all, normalize.
No, I'm kidding. That was literally.
Normalize knowing your worth. And if your worth is high, then know that.
Literally know that.
Literally know that. It's okay.
It's okay that you're so cool cute. And pretty.
No, it's funny. I feel like...
And, like, this man is hot. This is an advertisement to every single person listening right now, all 15 of you, maybe less, maybe fewer. Maybe
I can't check in again. I tried, and it literally doesn't work. But let's say there's 20.
Let's imagine a world where there's 20 we people 20 listening listeners. To where there's 20 people listening to our show right now. This man that is like sitting across from me, he is literally so hot. Like I can't even look at him like in the face because I get like so I get overwhelmed by like my feelings for him. And he has luscious locks. That are like literally like movie star curly, like just like tussled little ringlets of like just lusciousness.
That's
his Portuguese background. It's a man. He's a man of flavor.
Should we do a background moment?
Should we talk about ourselves on air?
Should we talk about our identity?
Whoa!
I'm kidding.
We can. I mean, what do you have something no, that you I really want to share really that's don't really have important to you?
My
identity. I did expose you for being. Of Portuguese descent. So that's my bad. I can say that my family is from Guatemala. So I'm also a person of flavor. A POF.
yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I don't know. There's really nothing to elaborate on it.
That's so rude. Wow, time really flies when you're having fun.
It's already 2:54 in 8 seconds.
And 9 seconds.
And like, I could not be I like start crying. I'm like, and I could not be more happy that I'm on air right now with just like people that I love.
You love the people who are listening?
I do. I'll say it.
Like I can't get over how squeaky that chair sounds and I'm like okay.
Go on. This is actually therapeutic, I think, to be on air at 2:54 in the morning.
I like it's one of the best parts of my week. Want. Except for when you don't want to say things on air, because what if they come back? What if
except it's for like... Because, yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows who's
listening right now? Who?
Literally, who knows?
Who's listening to our archive? You see, this is actually why we're part of Vane Club, because we think that people are listening to our archive show.
We actually think out of the 15 people that are listening right now, someone's going to go back and listen to an hour of literal nonsense.
Oh my God. Like we think that like the people that we don't want to listen, like are tuning in.
I want people to tune in. I want people to go in and listen to our archives.
And honestly, I do too. Shout out to my parents. Who listen to this every week.
Shout out to...
Like Ethan
and Jackie. To the people who go back and listen to our archives.
Yeah. All undisclosed number of you. Who knows? Who knows who's listening?
You know what we should do?
You keep us going. We do it for you.
We do it for you. You know what we should do? Talk. We just like... We drop like a bomb on everyone.
We should drop a bomb?
A knowledge bomb.
A knowledge
bomb. Or a drama bomb.
Drum bomb.
And you have to go back into the archive and figure out who we were talking about.
So, this is like a dark, twisted mind.
Gossip Girl.
Hot goss.
On air.
Puzzle that we think that someone is going to actively like engage with. As if we won't just be like literally talking into the
board. I want someone to engage with us.
Oh my God, you know what we have to do, Nick? A PSA.
Mm.
And it's my turn. You did the last one.
You actually did the last one.
Really?
Remember it was...
No.
No, it was a light bulb one. And you were like...
No, you did the one on walking.
Nope. We've done two shows.
I don't think we did a PSA one, last time.
I did one on... No, we did. And you did it.
Okay,
wait,
fine.
No, wait.
Fine.
But do you not remember? It was like about light bulbs. Don't even. It was literally about light bulbs.
Don't even worry about it.
And it was the I don't even know. But there was like a website, and we were making fun of it because it was like the more you know or something. Or like
yeah, the more it is always the more you know, the more you know.
You get.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. Nick just slammed the binder into the keyboard.
Pick a number. 1 through 3.
1 through 3?
Yeah.
3. Literally 3.
Oh my god. All right. this is the PSA for tonight. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that
Zippets?
Explore exhibits. All right, redo. I feel like I'm not allowed to mess up during this.
We literally ready? Mess up the station announcement every time.
And I'm gonna go in like, imagine. I wish I had like an airline voice. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives in art and art discourse.
So true.
All exhibitions are related, are programming, and related programming. Are free, open to the public, and fully accessible.
Yeah,
the
I
Tufts
University
Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University.
So true.
For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for quote Tufts University.
He just did air quotes.
Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts. We're an Tufts educational radio. Because we're all about educating you.
Yeah, we.
And today we educated you about Tufts University Art Gallery.
We also educated you.
Oh my
you.
God!
Literally, what could you be doing? We learned the proper pronunciation of Orion Sun and Omar Apollo.
Oh, yeah, wait. Talk about that.
Literally.
Because Soraya literally was wrong.
Soraya was wrong. It is Omar Apollo. It's so, another victory for the Greek god Apollo.
Did you ever have a favorite Greek god?
Athena. No, Artemis.
I liked Athena or Hecate.
You. Hecate.
Hecate. She was the goddess of magic.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know you know.
I was a big fan of Hestia because she was like an underdog.
What was
goddess
Hestia's?
Of the hearth.
The hearth.
She was like the 13th Olympian.
Oh.
And she was really, she was left out of the narrative.
Well, fuck